from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Two of Validus Power Corporation's projects in our region are continuing to make progress. CEO Todd Short says workers were able to prepare some of the large Iroquois Falls data center site before winter arrived. He adds that it's difficult to pour concrete when it hits 30 below.
Prepped the site, did all the civil work. It's 150 acres there, I believe. We prepped about 100 acres of it, did all of our civil work, all of our soil work. So it's just pretty much ready to go. As soon as the spring starts, we'll start on the fabrication side.
In Kapuskasing, the cogeneration plant will send power to the grid in April at the earliest. Short says workers have been busy with maintenance issues to get everything ready to flick the switch. As for the data centers in Cap and the Falls, the CEO says both should be running at the same time, but he won't confirm when that would be. Officials on a First Nation near Kenora say they've discovered 171 plausible burial sites. Wagjish Gonigam says the discovery was made in a study of unmarked graves in a cemetery on the site of a former residential school. The Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario in Ottawa is again treating older teens. CHEO had suspended emergency and inpatient care of 16 and 17-year-olds as it dealt with the surge in respiratory illnesses. Older kids were sent to adult hospitals. CHEO officials say the number of patients with respiratory illnesses has started to stabilize. This comes on the heels of Toronto's Sick Kids Hospital announcing it will begin to perform surgeries again after stopping to deal with the crushing pressure of influenza, RSV, and COVID-19. Well, if you've lost your spouse recently or even many years ago and you're still feeling alone and grieving, a seminar this Sunday afternoon might help. A two-hour grief support seminar is at Bible Fellowship Assembly in Porcupine and on Zoom. It's hosted by Ted and Peggy Bendel, who, through the resources of an organization called Grief Share, offer 13-week courses on dealing with grief. This is a one-off two-hour session between 3 and 5 o'clock. Peggy Bendel says the church is covering the costs, but you can donate and receive a tax receipt.
If you want to do Zoom, you have to contact us right now so we can get this application to you because there's a confidentiality you sign, and then we have to get the Zoom link to you.
The email address to accomplish that is on mytimmonsnow.com. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.